And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, still your mind, and relax your body. Take that deep cleansing breath into that presence of the indwelling Christ. And as you exhale, just release anything that no longer serves you, anything that is less than love, any fears, worries, concerns, our focus on outer appearances of lack and limitation. Take another deep breath and release, and another, breathing in, breathing out, knowing that with every breath you take, you are going deeper into that inner sanctuary of your soul, the only place really where you can separate spiritual truths from earthly appearances. And as your breathing returns to normal, just know that with every breath, you are breathing the life of God. You live and move and have your being in the divine. In this quiet, holy moment, ask yourself if you have anything in your consciousness that doesn't align with your spiritual essence. Have you believed in God and sickness, God and poverty, God and disharmony, God and anything unpleasant in your life? If so, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Understand that God is good, and there can never be any lack of God or good in our lives. As Emily Cady tells us, God is, and all else is a lie. All else is false. So allow right now for a few moments the activity of spirit to cleanse your mind of all that is false, all that limits you, constricts you, leads you to believe that you are less than whole. They are not the truth of your being. You know deep within your soul that these are falsehoods, and you know what they are. Reveal, sweet spirit, to each one of us what needs to be revealed, and help us release now in the silence. So formulate now a statement of denial for yourself about what you need to release. And so, now that your falsehood has been released, you are free of it. And let us meditate in the place to fill the vacuum. Four sweeping affirmations of truth from Emily Cady, each one covering a multitude of lesser ones. And the first is, God is. God is life, love, intelligence, substance, omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. Just know that every particle of life, love, intelligence, and power in the universe is a degree, a quality and quantity of God made manifest. Knowing that God is all-loving, everywhere present, and all-powerful, realize that you can never be thrown off your spiritual center by the appearance of any evil around you. Darkness is nothing but the absence of light. As the light comes, the seeming evil melts away, revealing only God and only good. Take this into your mind and heart for a few moments in the silence. And the second great truth is, I am a child or manifestation of God. And every moment, Spirit's life, love, wisdom, and power flow through me. I am one with God and governed by always divine laws. So when we contemplate this great truth, know that no person, circumstance, or event can come between us and the source of our wisdom and power. Any discord or weakness is absolutely a false appearance. Feel the love and power of God flowing through you now and out into the world for a few moments in the silence. And our next great affirmation is, I am spirit, perfect, holy, and harmonious. Nothing can hurt me or make me sick or afraid. For God is spirit, and God cannot be sick or afraid. I manifest my real self, my spiritual self now, in the silence. And finally, the last affirmation is, God works in and through me to will and to do whatever God wishes me to do. I am here to manifest all the attributes of the divine on this earth. God is love. I am love. God is good. I am good. God is peace. I am peace. I am harmony. I am wisdom. I am power. Just feel this in the depths of your being now, in the silence. And so, dear God, sweet Spirit, we are so grateful. Our hearts are filled with gratitude at your magnificence, at your unconditional love. We absolutely set the intention to say no to those things that are not our spiritual essence and to claim all the beautiful spiritual powers that are our divine inheritance. We claim this now in joy and gratitude, and we say thank you, God, in the name of the Christ. And we end our time of prayer and meditation by joyously and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.